Welcome to the Send Relief Podcast, where our goal is to equip every church to serve its community with gospel-centered mercy and compassion ministry. Here's your host, Ryan West.
Today I have David Milber with me in the podcast studio. David serves as the Vice President of Send Relief here at the North American Mission Board, which is the initiative of the North American Mission Board to help churches step into mercy and compassion ministries. David, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, so let's just start off today. Just give us a little background. What brought you to the point of leaving Kentucky and coming here to lead Send Relief?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a unique process of about a 6 to 9 month period talking with Kevin Ezell about a vision that he was sharing about for NAM. Basically saying, you know, we've been about Send Network and church planning for a number of years, and we're realizing the other part of our mission is really to see churches live on mission in mercy and compassion, not just to see churches live on mission, but to see individuals. And the more he shared about that, it really just became a compelling idea to see churches and members across this country living their lives weekly on mission in their communities, reaching tangible needs of their neighbors.
Yeah, so you saw that as something big enough? I mean, what compelled you to want to come lead this? I understand the vision. That's amazing. What would cause you personally to want to put your hand to the plow and lead this effort?
I think a couple of things. One, you know, the idea for Southern Baptists to be united about a common mission focus, I think, is very compelling. I mean, in today's world, we see a lot of what makes the news are the things that maybe at times we're against or the things that we're in disagreement about. But the beauty of mercy and compassion ministry of human needs, that's something that surely all of us can realize that's a biblical mandate. We see them day in, day out in our communities, and it should be a uniting force that we would really live our lives on mission to fulfill the Great Commission in making disciples of all nations and here first and foremost.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know, you know, if you look at the history of the Baptist people, you know, going back several centuries now, that the one thing that unites us is being around the Great Commission, seeing the gospel proclaimed in our communities and around the world.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So for those of us listening to us, what would you say if people are, you know, they're starting to hear about Send Relief, they're calling us, emailing us, talking to us personally, what is Send Relief?
At the broadest level, we want to see churches and church members on mission locally and nationally. And we want them to think not just taking a single mission trip throughout the year, but how do you realize the context you're living in, the schools that you're around, the schools that your kids are members at, how do you realize the human needs that are there, and how do you, in meeting those needs, building relationships, how does that, I mean, that is the way that we build relationships to be able to share the gospel. So it is we want to see a lifestyle of living on mission locally and nationally across this country. So Send Relief at its heartbeat is to see people realize the human needs in the shadow of their own steeple and meet those first, and in meeting those, continue to meet those at a national level. And we think it's going to build stronger churches, it's going to help church planning, it's going to help our churches be stronger, that supports our international efforts throughout the IMB as well.
Yeah, yeah. So you've answered another question I have, just the general goal of Send Relief.
The goal of Send Relief, ultimately everything we do is about sharing the gospel. I mean, Christ appointed us to be His ambassador on this earth. So we are that ambassador to give that cup of water in His name, to do those things that He describes in the gospel, to see someone in need of food and give them food. At the very basic level, everything that we do should be as unto Christ. So as we teach and hopefully model throughout our convention, throughout our churches, living a life on mission, we believe it's going to lead to a great movement of the Lord where people are coming to faith in Christ and living on mission for Him.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you being with me today and just giving us a taste of what Send Relief is, trying to identify what Send Relief is. Any parting words you want to say to someone listening?
I would just encourage anyone listening right now, just pray today that the Lord would open your eyes to see the needs that you will pass on your way home, as you go to a ball game, perhaps this weekend, that you would begin to see every person you come in contact with as an opportunity. How can you meet perhaps their physical needs, so that you would have the chance to build a relationship to meet the most important need, which is to share the love of Christ with them, to see them come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
For more information about beginning a mercy and compassion ministry in your local community, please see the show notes below. You'll find contact information as well as links to helpful resources. We would love to hear about what you're already doing, as well as help you think through ways you can begin new works to those who are harassed and helpless around you.
Thank you for listening to the Send Relief Podcast, a resource of the North American Mission Board. For more information about today's podcast, visit our website at namb.net/sendrelief.